Hi, this is Chris Cordes, and today we're going to talk about serial killers, the mind of a serial killer, and how their minds work. Well, let's start from the beginning. Most serial killers are white males, aged 20 to 40. Before it was different, but now it's 20 to 40. Let's look back in time. So in the 80s, the deadliest decade, we had Jeffrey Dahmer, we had Ted Bundy, we had John Wayne Gacy. We had so many serial killers, and the reason why they were not caught quickly is because there was no DNA at that time. So they killed a lot of people brutally. They were necrophiliacs, they were cannibals. There's so many different types of killers. And what turns on a serial killer is the suffering and death of another human being. So nowadays, right now in 2017, there are more serial killers out there than before, but they are caught. They are caught quickly because of DNA and better police work and better, let's say, technical things that they do to find a serial killer. So it's really important to know that now serial killers, they hide behind their laptops or their computers, and they prey on their victims online. So what they do is, when they prey online, they go on Facebook. Yes, Facebook has a tarnished name now. There are approximately 30 to 40,000 fake profiles on Facebook. And boys and girls. So serial killers can be gay, they can be straight, and they can be bisexual. So these serial killers, they go online and they have a plethora, a myriad of fake photos. Let's say 200 fake photos that look so real, and they start targeting their victims, whether they are a boy or a girl, a 16-year-old girl or a 40-year-old woman. What turns them on? Now, serial killers have a pattern. They usually do not change their patterns. They go around the same pattern because that's how their mind works, and they never change from that. So what they do is, nowadays, they go online, they find a girl or a boy, and these serial killers are very smart. Their IQ is very, very high. They're very smart. And they're extremely, extremely charming and convincing. They will persuade you to do anything. They will lie nonstop to persuade you, to get you. And 60% of serial killers are very good looking. Now, there was a story about a girl. It was on TV, it was on IDX. She was 16, and she found this really good-looking 17-year-old surfer. He had so many pictures, very good-looking with abs, and most of them were shirtless photos. And so they became very close, and she's pretty, but not that pretty. And she finally found someone who loves her. So they would talk to each other every day for around 2 months. And one day he asked her to send her nude photos of her. So she said, she was scared at first, but then she said, "If this is gonna be my boyfriend, then I'm gonna do it." So she sent him around 20 nude photos. And a week later, he said, "Finally, we should meet." So he told her to meet her at a place next to a hospital. He had a white van, and she went there. And when she opened the white van, it was a 52-year-old male, and he had a gun. And he told her to get in, and she didn't want to get in. And so he blackmailed her. He said, if you don't get in, I'm sending all the nude photos to all your school and all your friends. So she was very innocent, and she got in. He raped her. He killed her. He cut off her body parts. He did a lot of different types of mutilations, strangled her, and left her dead. Now, how the police found him, they looked at sexual predators, they looked at so many things online, and the key point was, what was her last text message to? And it was him, and that's how they found him. So they found him like that, and they gave him a very long life sentence. So this happens every day. Every day it happens to many people. Serial killers are not something new. They've been there for centuries. Now, let's talk psychology. Are they mentally ill or are they pure evil? Let's look at Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, he was a cannibal. He was a necrophiliac. And he loved to torture his victims before killing them. There was one guy where he actually drilled acid into his brain to keep him alive so he could feel the suffering before he would kill him, torture him, then rape him, because he liked raping them after they're dead. That's what necrophiliacs do. And so Jeffrey Dahmer, when he was caught only because a neighbor smelt a really foul smell in his apartment and called the police, and they found jars of penises, of other body parts, and they found barrels, blue barrels of body parts. He was obsessed with the movie The Exorcist, I think it was the third, and he became like crazy. But so many psychiatrists diagnosed him, and they said, he's normal. There was nothing wrong with him. So, was he mentally ill? No. This is what we call pure evil. You see, there's a fine line between mental illness and religion and Satan. So, the thing is, you can be possessed without you even knowing, and you can do crazy things. So, John Wayne Gacy did have schizophrenia, and he was known as the clown killer. He had schizophrenia, and he heard voices and things like that, so that's different. But some serial killers are not mentally ill. They're just pure evil. So the thing is, we have to know that it's not all about some, when you hear a story, oh, he killed 7 women, oh, he killed 24 women, 24 boys, oh, he must be crazy, it's a crazy person, because it doesn't enter our mind. But there is a fine line between evil and mental illnesses. So, in conclusion, be very careful. Your next-door neighbor could be a serial killer. They lead a very normal life. They could be married. They could have children. They could be the most wonderful, charming, good-looking person in the world. But inside, they could be hell. Thank you.